This is Laura Deirdre with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Dr. Barry Stein, Vice President, Chief Clinical Innovation Officer, and Chief Medical Informatics Officer, as well as a practicing interventional radiologist at Hartford Healthcare in Connecticut. Dr. Stein, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
Thank you very much, Laura. Looking forward to the discussion.
And before we dive into the questions, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and your background?
Thanks, Laura. As you may well recognize from my accent, I'm from South Africa and arrived in this country 30-odd years ago and left South Africa during apartheid and had just finished my medical school training and my family practice training in South Africa and immigrated to America, and along the way went via Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan in Canada to do some family practice for 6 months. And then came down to Philadelphia where I did 2 years of bench research, and then went on to do my radiology residency, my MRI fellowship, and then my interventional and vascular fellowship at Mass General in Boston. And after that, came down to Connecticut and joined Hartford Healthcare and practiced as a full-time vascular and interventional radiologist for about 18 years. And along the way, helped develop the field of cardiovascular MR in the early 2000s, and was always interested in the intersect of technology and healthcare transformation. And then decided that I also wanted to get some immersive training in business management practices, entrepreneurship, innovation, as well as advanced analytics, and went off to MIT Sloan to do an executive MBA for 18 months, and then returned to Hartford Healthcare, taking over a new position, a newly formed position of Chief Clinical Innovation Officer, to develop an innovation platform in the healthcare system to accelerate new ideas to impact. And Hartford Healthcare is one of the largest integrated healthcare delivery systems in Connecticut. And then shortly after COVID began, took an additional responsibility of the Chief Medical Informatics Officer in addition to the Chief Clinical Innovation Officer.
Well, Dr. Stein, it sounds like you've had a really interesting career and the opportunity to do so many different things throughout your career. I'm wondering, what is the biggest risk that you've taken that actually paid off?
So, you know, just because of the privilege of having so many different experiences, so many of these experiences have really informed many of the decisions that I've made and the things that I've pursued. But I think the biggest risk really is related to always wanting to feel comfortable in an uncomfortable environment and always looking for that uncomfortable environment and never really being satisfied with ever being too comfortable in an environment. And with that being said, I can look back at the many different opportunities and moves that I made, and I think the biggest risk on reflection is really having left South Africa, where my family and friends and all my history was, and left that for reasons that made me reflect on what I was going to do with the rest of my life and where I wanted to live. And it certainly wasn't in a place where apartheid was so pervasive and the rule of the land. And I think the risk of leaving to the unknown, really sort of having no connections, no real idea of what America was all about, other than a land of opportunity, was one of the biggest risks. The other risk, I think, on reflection, was me leaving my radiology practice that I'd been in for 13, 14 years, where I was comfortable and relatively successful, to really pursue a different avenue, different opportunities that, you know, a traditional radiology practice may not have afforded me. Entrepreneurship, innovation, on a broader scale beyond radiology. and leaving that to join a bigger healthcare organization, and then, of course, going off to business school and leaving many of the comforts that I had developed and a lot of the expertise that I had developed for newer opportunities.
Got it. I think that makes a lot of sense. And both moves that you made really are just jumping into something completely new, like you said, and becoming comfortable with uncomfortable situations. Now, that's obviously one thing that has made you successful throughout your career, but what else do you do differently that has really, you know, brought you to this place where you're able to, you know, have a leadership role within the health system?
So I think that being mission and vision driven is very much core to who I am. I'm always looking forward to achieving a bigger mission, a bigger vision that currently exists, and for many, many different reasons. And I think the most important of which is I believe that most people are able to go beyond their comfort zones when they're excited about a vision and a mission that resonates with them, a mission and vision that actually is differentiated, a mission and vision that people can be proud of, and always aligning with the larger organizational strategic imperatives. So it's really all about providing those around me and working with me and partnering with me a feeling of value, a feeling of doing work that will have impact and change people's lives in a profound way that has motivated me and continues to sort of be a driving force of everything that I do and hopefully instill in the teams that I have the privilege of working with. So that's the first piece. The second piece is appreciating the importance of the relational dimensions of everything we do. How important relationships are. How important it is to respect different lenses, different opinions, different realities. Instead of appreciating the richness of what that can afford us in terms of being able to solve very difficult problems. And really being mindful of how important it is while working with all these different opinions is validating others' feelings, being empathetic, understanding another's point of view, which doesn't necessarily always mean agreeing, but really making the other party felt heard. Another important sort of core tenet of mine is always to question assumptions, always to be mindful of what assumptions exist that we're just taking for granted or just taking as a given that may not necessarily be correct, because building on incorrect assumptions will obviously lead to incorrect solutions. And then I think, lastly, having a framework of how I approach or how any new initiative is approached. And I think what's been very helpful for me is, number one, always to make sure that everybody understands what problem we're trying to solve. What's the problem statement that we're working towards? Does everybody have clarity around the problem, the vision that we're trying to achieve? Following that, once we have the problem, is soliciting solutions and ideas from a myriad of sources. Different lenses, different functions, different disciplines, being open-minded to different ways of solving the problem. And then, once having a solution, constructing a methodology to be able to rapidly integrate and iterate using the so-called innovation loop. Evaluate and experiment so that we can learn quickly from the things that don't work and improve upon it, so that the solution ultimately solves the problem we were out to solve in the first place. And then lastly, the importance of change management being baked into this process early, often, And I would say always.
That sounds great, Dr. Stein. Thank you so much for going through that with us in a very detailed way. I think, as you mentioned, having that mission and vision and then driving towards that with some of the different steps that you've taken here is truly, truly important. Now, thinking about your own situation, how do you see your teams evolving in the next year or so?
So last year was a great year to reflect upon as to what went well and what didn't go well, and try and carry some of the great lessons learned forward. And I think one of the lessons learned was that we can work differently, we can work quickly, and we can change quickly with huge impact. I mean, there are so many examples of how we in healthcare did better than I think most people would have expected because of the way we changed the way we worked. And I think going forward, one of the things that I would love to see instilled, part of the DNA of every team that I work with, is a real sensitivity around the importance and the concept of psychological safety. Everybody on a team being mindful of what psychological safety means and how important it is to create an environment so everybody can flourish, that everybody can show up as their best selves to solve the problems that we crystallize in a very different creative way. The second piece is really instilling in everybody on the team a sense of leadership. It is key, at least from my standpoint, to make sure that leadership is distributed. Leadership isn't one person or two people, but a sense that everybody in the team is a leader, and to distribute that knowledge. The third piece is developing a capability to function in a sustained, agile way. I think if we look back prior to COVID, many of our processes may have been relatively linear, relatively slow relative to how fast we worked during COVID. And I think it wasn't by accident that we worked differently during COVID. We organized ourselves differently in COVID. We had a few existential threats. Existential problems to solve that needed to be solved quickly. And at least the way we worked in our organization at Hartford Healthcare, we developed collective genius teams, as we call it, or I call it, teams of folks from different functions, different disciplines, that worked regularly, daily, often during the day, together to solve a problem. And during that process of multi-function, interdisciplinary teamwork, a collective genius was developed to be able to solve problems rapidly in a much more organized, disciplined way. And I'm hoping that that carries forward as we look to the future, using those rapid cycle iterations, starting in a very small way with a minimal viable product, and then being able to rapidly scale to impact. And I think just the last piece here is being very cognizant of,
Sure.
Another important point is instilling in each one of these teams a sense of purpose, a sense of vision, and a sense of accountability to run their teams like a business with clear objectives and measurable key results.
Got it. I think that's, you know, some really interesting things that you laid out there. And obviously, like you said, being able to reflect on some of the skills that you need in order to continue to grow and develop at the right pace and deliver the right kind of healthcare is so important. Before we wrap up our conversation, I have one more question for you. Can you share three trends in healthcare that you're following most closely today?
Yeah, I think everybody hears about digital health transformation. And I think that means many different things to many different people, at least to me and to our organization. What it means is being able to leverage current and future technology to clinically transform. And I think there's so much opportunity out there in terms of technology, but it's incumbent upon any organization to be able to leverage that technology in a meaningful and purposeful way to solve impactful problems to clinically transform. The second trend that I think is key to any transformation going forward in healthcare is the fuel of that transformation, which I would consider the advanced analytics, the next generation analytics, the machine learning, the artificial intelligence, the optimization algorithms to improve clinical excellence, to improve delivery of personalized care, and at the same time, improve operations like other sectors have managed to do using advanced analytics. And then the third trend, which I think became very significant and very apparent during COVID, was the huge health inequity in our country and the importance of using technology in a mindful way rather than unintentionally amplifying the digital divide, but rather closing the digital divide. And how can we provide healthcare in a more equitable, accessible, affordable way for all?
Well, that's a fantastic vision, Dr. Stein. Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. I really appreciate our conversation, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.
Thank you for the opportunity, Laura, and thank you for Becker's for this privilege.